Parshas Sazria is part of a whole segment in the Torah which deals with laws of Tumo v'Taharo, ritual impurity or defilement, and the way to regain ritual purity. The latter part of the preceding Parsha discusses which animals are pure and fit for consumption, and which are impure and unfit for consumption. Parsha Sazria and the following Parsha discuss states of ritual impurity contracted by humans and by inanimate objects, and how their purity can be reinstated. Our Parsha thus begins, when a woman, Sazria, conceives and gives birth, and proceeds with laws of the impurity contracted through childbirth, and the procedures for regaining purity. The sequence of the parshias in this segment of the Torah is explained in the Medrash. Just as the formation of man took place after the formation of all cattle, beasts, and fowl when the world was created, so too the laws regarding man are set forth after the laws regarding the animals. This explanation, however, leaves another question unanswered. Why indeed was man created last? As the most important creation, man should have come first. Our sages thus note that the fact that man was last in the order of creation can be read as either the greatest put-down and criticism, or as the greatest compliment. When man follows his own inclinations and ignores his divine obligations, he is told, "Why are you so proud and arrogant? You were created last," which shows that you are the most insignificant and worthless of all. Even gnats and snails preceded you in the work of creation. On the other hand, when man realizes his purpose in this world, follows the divine directives, and does good, then he is told, "You were created last because you are the most important creation. Though last in the act of creation, you are first and uppermost in God's thought and purpose of creation. Everything preceded you in order that you would find a world fully finished and prepared for all your needs." In a similar vein, there is another dimension to the sequence of A, first discussing which animals are pure and kosher, and then B, our parsha, beginning with the event of childbirth, when a woman conceives and gives birth, which is then followed by C, different cases of impurity contracted through leprosy. Man is told the following: "If you keep in mind why God created you, and you do good, the fact that Parsha Sazria, speaking of childbirth, the very beginning of human life, is preceded by the regulations about kosher and non-kosher animals, that fact proclaims your supremacy over the animals. You are permitted to eat and enjoy them, along with all else that was prepared for you. If, however, you neglect and ignore your purpose in life and in this world, the passage of human birth is followed by that of leprous plagues, as a warning about the consequences for man's arrogance and immorality." Commentators note an additional significance in the sequence of the dietary laws followed by Sazria, the passage of childbirth. The dietary laws are essentially divine commandments which we must follow. However, to abstain from food forbidden by the Torah is not simply a matter of obeying the divine will, an exercise in self-discipline. It goes far beyond that. The Torah refers to the dietary laws as a form of self-sanctification. As our God is holy, so we must sanctify ourselves and be holy and not defile our souls. Food that is not kosher renders us impure. It defiles our soul and spirit. Prohibited food or drinks dull our hearts and minds. They make us spiritually insensitive. This applies not only to the person directly consuming forbidden food. A fetus is sustained by its mother. Whatever is done by or happens to the mother, therefore, affects the fetus in her womb. The Torah thus follows the dietary laws with the parsha of Isho Kisa Zriya Veyoldo, when a woman shall conceive and give birth, to teach us that forbidden food consumed by the mother affects not only herself, but also the child. As the mother will follow the divine directives, restricting herself to that which is kosher, pure, and holy, the child she conceived and gives birth to will reflect that purity and holiness and grow up a sensitive Jew or Jewess, giving true nachas to its parents, its people, and its maker.